we have a familiar guest joining us this morning. He is Mr. Jason Sachs from Wellsville, Missouri. I want to say good morning to you.
Morning.
Glad to have you in here. I'm going to have you grab that microphone just a little bit closer to you. If everybody will remember right, Jason last year and last couple of years has been involved in a mullet championship. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Now, tell us this year, because it's a little bit different. You're entering a new division. Tell us a little bit about this mullet championship.
I'm in the teens division now, and I'm currently in first place.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, that's the best you can get through the first round. The last 2 years, remind us where you finished in, what was it, 13th place last year?
Yeah, I finished in 13th place last year, and then 2 years ago I came in the top 100.
All right, so you are familiar with this competition. Mm-hmm. You know, tell us a little bit about what it's like getting into the competition. How long have you had a mullet, if you will?
I've been growing it since like March of 2020 because I couldn't get a haircut during COVID.
And that's where this whole thing started at,
yeah.
Right? Okay. So this is the USA National Mullet Competition, as
yes.
I understand it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, people are voting, and they can vote for you, but there's also, if they donate to your charity, then it counts for a couple of extra votes, if I'm not mistaken on that, right?
Yeah. So on my links where you can vote, there's a way to boost my votes by donating to the Jared Allen Home of Wounded Warriors.
Very nice. So let's tell people how they can specifically vote for you. Gina, you want to help him out with this a little bit? Gina Sachs, his mom is in the studio as well this morning. People want to vote for Jason. The competition opens back up next week,
the
right?
Final round is from August 14th through the 21st, and you can vote every 24 hours. So you can vote daily. Some people get hung up on that 24-hour mark. but it's at mulletchamp.com, and he has a specific link that we'll share with you in the show notes and stuff, but he can be found in the teen division under Still Fully Committed, and it's got his picture right there, so he's easy to find.
Very nice. Now, I'm wondering, while you're here, I was thinking about maybe trying to get a mullet going, and what are some tips that you could give me for starting out and maybe trying to grow a mullet?
You just have to get through the heat of the summer. That I feel like that's the main part, because some of my friends have grown theirs out and then cut it and then, like, grow it back. I have a friend that did that, like, 4 times by now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, your hairdresser, do you see her quite a bit to keep the mullet up, or how does that work? How often do you have to go get your hair cut?
Probably, like, every 3 to 4 months, I would think. I'm not sure.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. I like that. Only 3 to 4 months to get a haircut. And mm-hmm. She is in Montgomery City, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Very nice. People, I hope they're going to vote for Jason. You want to give her a shout-out?
Tabitha Shramick, Under the Dryer, is her barbershop.
All right. Very nice. She's doing a good job keeping mm-hmm. it up. You're doing a good job there. I hope people are going to vote for you. And hopefully you will be the winner of the teen division this
yes.
year.